It's time for a real estate roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So, like I always do, I like to know what's going on in your backyard. You know, you've got your boots on the ground all the time. You see the action. You know, you're listing houses, you're selling houses. How's business?
It's excellent, actually. And it's really picked up the beginning of this month in October.
Mm-hmm.
What we're seeing, Steve, is we're seeing a decline in the foreclosure starts, which is good news. I think it dropped like 26% from last year. As a result of that, we're starting to see an increase in the home prices.
Oh.
We're starting to see the investors move out of the marketplace.
That's healthy.
Which is healthy because they've decided, you know what, the numbers are getting, you know, too high.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing regular folks that are looking to take advantage of the marketplace. Many of the sellers, I'll call it pent-up supply of sellers, they would like to have sold their house several years ago, but they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't because the equity had dropped too much.
Yeah.
So now that we're recovering, we're seeing these sellers go out and put their homes on the market.
I think they also wanted to wait to see as prices were rising. They didn't want to sell too early, but I think prices seem to be flattening out. Is that what's happening in the South Florida market?
Yes, because we're starting to see a little bit of an increase in the inventory, which is healthy. We're seeing a little bit better balance between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these sellers want to go ahead and take advantage of what we call the cost to purchase a new home, which is that interest rate.
Oh, yeah.
Interest rates are extremely low. So if they are going to make a move, they're selling at a higher value. They're still able to, you know, capture a lower cost by purchasing at a lower interest rate.
And talk about lower interest rates. In the last week or so, we've seen, I know I follow the 10-year bond. We've seen it come down from maybe about a 2.4, let's say, to almost maybe 2.1. And at one point, it went below 2%. So mortgage rates have got to be following pretty soon. And mortgage rates are getting back to those levels that we saw about a year and a half ago.
That's right. I just saw the other day, 3% on a 15-year jumbo.
3% on a 15-year jumbo.
Dirt cheap, folks.
This is...
I don't know that we're going to see another little blip going down like that, but capitalize on it.
Yeah.
Well,
you
call
know,
me.
Well, I was reading a statement from Warren Buffett, and he was saying that having a mortgage right now is perfect. And he says, why? He says, first of all, if rates go down, you can refinance, so you're not locked into this rate. If rates go up, you're locked into the rate. So now is the time to be a borrower. It is not the time to be a lender, because think of the other side of the coin. I'm a lender. I'm a bank, and I provide you a mortgage at 3 or 4%. If rates go down, you're going to refinance, and I'm going to lose that 4%. If rates go up, where I can do better in the marketplace, I'm stuck.
Holy.
With you paying me 4%. So
yep.
The table has absolutely turned towards the borrower. And I think that this is a really historic time to be borrowing money for a mortgage.
I agree. But there's a big flurry of activity going on right now.
All right. Let's change subjects here because we're talking about homes and how to sell them, how to buy them. And one article that I saw, which was about the value of upgrading a home's landscape to your home. And I have a quick story. Years ago, I went to sell a home. We could not sell it. A friend came over, looked at the backyard and said, here's your problem. We literally planted two small palm trees and maybe a ficus or something. And within about 10 days, it was sold. So what is the importance of proper landscaping?
You know what? It's that first impression. And I'll tell you, I have a listing right now myself. I went and I'm like, why do I love this house? And when I was there yesterday, I realized, it's the curb appeal. This landscaping just rocks. It's beautifully designed. You've got different elevations of the landscape. It does take a little bit of money and time to do, but the returns are there. Overall value can reflect anywhere from 10 to 12% increased value of your home by having nice landscape, depending on the part of the country that you are.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really important, if you're going to do something, you know, it's all about the design sophistication.
Yeah,
of
that's
your
what
landscape.
I was going to ask you that. So, what are the landscape elements that are most important?
The sophistication. You just can't throw a bunch of plants all over the place. That's not going to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
You need a little bit of design. And there are plenty of people that will help you with this. Plant size. You want different elevations. You know, like if you trim around the house, sometimes you'll say three tiered levels of landscape,
mm-hmm.
and then diversity of the plant material type. So you don't want everything to be the same.
Yeah.
You want to add some color. It's certainly in the Florida marketplace, we have all kinds of flowery, colorful plants.
Mm-hmm.
But that really makes a difference.
You know, there used to be a show on TV, it may still be on for all I know, called Curb Appeal.
Yep.
I used to love to watch that show because you'd take these really, these, you know, decent houses, but from the curb, they were really unattractive. They brought in a professional, and by the end of the show, of course, I would fast forward right to the end of the show. And sure enough, I mean, it turned it into a really beautiful property. So in order for it to get sold, we are attracted to beautiful things, and your house should be as well.
It's like dress for success.
That's right. Good, good. All right. One last question from your real estate survival guide. I'll ask the question. Please answer it. It is, we have equity in our home and agreed to sell it using an as-is contract. It allows the buyer 15 days to get an inspection and cancel if not satisfied with the condition of the property. The inspection found about $3,000 worth of normal wear and tear, but now the buyer is threatening to cancel if we don't lower the price. What should we do?
You got to look at it. Does it make sense to make those repairs or not? The buyer is asking for a credit for those repairs. If you have to resell that home, those deficiencies still exist. So is it worth losing that buyer to start all over again? That would be my number one thing to take into consideration.
Yeah, I guess a smart buyer knows the pressures and uses that as a bit of leverage.
It's a little bit of leverage, but it has to be founded. And, you know, the intent of an as-is contract is to buy it as-is. And we're not talking normal wear and tear because that's to be expected. But if there are larger items, roof leaks, termites, those things are more the items that are negotiated, not the nickel and dime. In this particular case, this buyer is just being probably a little greedy and trying to get what they can out of it. But people usually don't, for this small amount, ask for those normal wear and tear items.
And really where this as-is business takes place is mostly in distressed properties, where, I mean, these properties are a mess, they're being sold as-is, and you know it's your responsibility to go in and fix them up.
On the flip side of the coin, we're doing it a lot on regular homes. And the reason for it, Steve, if you try to sell a home where you have the seller make the repairs, the buyer's never satisfied as to how the repairs are made. And then there's an argument as to what it would cost to make those repairs. So let's say it says $3,000. Probably realistically, you can have everything taken care of for $1,200, half
right.
of that amount.
Yeah, that's a good point. Especially as the owner of the house, you get it done yourself.
Right.
Right. Gotcha. All right. Fortunately, our time is up. As always, with Terry Story, our real estate expert for our real estate roundup every single week. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton and can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.